Welcome to my freezer and larder. I'm going to open my freezer and I'm going to show you a very interesting halacha which is relevant every single week. If you want to open this drawer on Shabbos, there's no problem. You look inside the drawer, there's all edible foods inside it. You've got liver, you've got pita breads. There's no problem. If you want to open the second drawer, also no problem. You've got edible foods inside. The problem is that one of my drawers here, you open this drawer over here, and you've got raw food inside. You've got raw schnitzel, raw meat, and you've got raw fish. Now, this drawer can't be opened on Shabbos normally, because let me briefly explain. When you have a raw food, we all know raw food is muksa on Shabbos. Why is it muksa? Because there's no use for me on Shabbos. I can't cook it, so therefore I can't eat it, and therefore we say it's muksa, you can't actually move this on Shabbos. But the halacha goes much further than that. The halacha tells you that even the object which supports the raw food, you also can't move. So therefore this drawer, because it's supporting raw food, it can't be opened in a normal manner on Shabbos. Let me ask you a very interesting, and this is very relevant, shaila. Take, for instance, the middle drawer, where it has partially, it's got raw food, it's got raw fish, but it's partially got edible food, it's got ice pops. Would you say that it's considered a bosis because it has a fish inside, has raw fish inside, and therefore you won't be able to open it? Or do you say, no, it's also got edibles inside, it's got ice pops inside, in which case it would be okay to open the drawer on Shabbos? The halacha is that it totally depends on value. What is more valuable? Is the raw fish more valuable? Or is the ice pop, or has the ice pops got more value? Now, really, in the case of ice pops and fish, raw fish can sometimes cost 5-6 pounds. Whereas when it comes to ice pops, it can cost £2.50. So really, what's more valuable is the fish. And therefore, we would treat the drawer to be considered a bosis. You will not be able to open this drawer in a normal manner. So what's the solution? It comes Shabbos afternoon. You want to have some ice pops. The solution is, don't open it in a normal manner. Open it with using another keli. You do it in a way which is not regular. You take I've got over here a brush, it works perfectly. It goes into the drawer, and you open the drawer via the brush. That's called in halacha tiltul min hatzad. And now you can go ahead and take an ice pop and then close it again with your handle, with your brush. That would be a way forward. But certainly to open a drawer which has in it raw food, at least mostly mainly made out of raw food, that would be considered osan Shabbos because it's muksa. You would have to open it in a way which is not regular with tiltul min hatzad. That's a very, very important halacha to know. When it comes to freezers, you won't believe that there is actually one drawer in your freezer that possibly won't be able to open in a normal manner, which is a very important halacha to know. And similarly, when it comes to a larder, you look at my larder over here, and you can see that on the top drawer of the larder, there shouldn't be any issue with opening it on Shabbos, because it's got all cereals, it's got all edible foods. So there's no issue with that. The second drawer, it's got pretzels, it's got biscuits, there's no issue with that. When it comes to the third drawer, it's got foods which are not edible. It's got lokshel, which is not edible. It's got pasta, it's got flour. So therefore, this drawer can't be opened in a normal manner. Now, say again over here, let's say you want to take something out which is edible. You want to take the chocolate milk out. So you would have to open the drawer with tiltul min hatzad via using something else. So you would open the drawer with a brush and take out your chocolate milk. And that would be the way forward to open such a drawer which is considered muksa on Shabbos. And that this is a very relevant halacha to know when it comes to muksa. You won't believe that there are certain drawers in your kitchen that you can't open in a normal manner. And it's a very valuable halacha to know. Don't forget, Shabbos is mekor habracha. And when we keep to the halacha properly in the correct way, we will be zeicha to much brocha and hatzlacha which Chazal have promised. Wishing you all a good Shabbos.